Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is warm across Israel. Jerusalem sees clear skies, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze. Haifa feels a bit cooler, with temperatures dropping slightly. A pleasant evening for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu orders IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah ceasefire violations, according to Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, an escalation in southern Lebanon as Hezbollah aims to undermine IDF achievements, reports Walla from 2 hours ago. Also this hour, Hezbollah violates the ceasefire again, launching projectiles at the north, says the Jerusalem Post. Separately, I-24 News reports a fragile truce in northern Israel is further tested by Hezbollah rocket fire. And finally, Mariv documented that during the ceasefire, Hezbollah launched 2 missiles towards Israel, resulting in the elimination of over 15 militants earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif shared just minutes ago that he has spoken with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian about the evolving regional situation. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today that the gaps between the conflicting sides are as wide as the Grand Canyon, suggesting the conflict is only just beginning. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reported that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has ordered heavy strikes against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has directed the Israeli military to respond forcefully to ceasefire violations by Hezbollah. This decision follows the firing of rockets and drone infiltration alerts in the Galilee region. The move underscores the fragile nature of the current ceasefire and raises concerns about potential further escalation. Turning to the broader implications, Walla highlights that Hezbollah's recent actions aim to challenge the IDF's achievements and disrupt ongoing negotiations between Jerusalem and Beirut. The organization's shift from ambiguity to direct engagement suggests a strategic change, increasing tension along the border. This development complicates diplomatic efforts and heightens regional instability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post points out that the repeated ceasefire violations by Hezbollah, including launching projectiles at Israel, reflect a blatant disregard for existing agreements. These actions not only threaten the fragile truce, but also pose significant security risks to civilians in the affected areas. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News notes that the recent rocket fire into northern Israel has further strained the already delicate truce. The ongoing hostilities challenge any hope for a lasting peace and underscore the need for renewed diplomatic engagement to prevent a full-scale conflict. In a related development, Mariv reported that during the ceasefire, 2 missiles were fired towards Israel, one intercepted and the other landing in an open area. The IDF's subsequent elimination of over 15 militants highlights the ongoing security challenges in maintaining the ceasefire. This incident raises concerns about the safety of communities near the border and the prospects for sustained peace. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Israel Hayom Business, a new financial education leadership program is being introduced in Israeli schools. This initiative aims to equip students with essential financial management skills, with parents playing a supportive role. It's a significant step towards reducing economic disparities. Separately, Mariv Business reports that Meta, led by Mark Zuckerberg, plans to lay off about 8,000 employees next month. This move is part of a broader strategy to invest heavily in artificial intelligence infrastructure and development. And finally, CTEC reveals that Cox Automotive has acquired the Israeli startup Fullpath for hundreds of millions. This acquisition is part of Cox's strategy to enhance its data capabilities within the global automotive tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.